you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, great. So glad you could invite us to your sound check today and let's do this interview.
Thank you for coming.
I've been curious about this. This is your new signature guitar, right?
My Lotus Bloom PRS.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. I love this guitar. Paul did an amazing job and everyone at the Pori Smith factory. And it's actually, this color was my first Jimi Hendrix t-shirt.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
God, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really striking. And the wood's amazing. It's all Brazilian rosewood. And
wow,
these lotus flowers down the neck here, like my tattoo here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Yeah. And I just love flowers. My name means flower in Greek. So yeah.
There we go. That's
it's a
it all comes guitar. Together.
Yeah. And I love the pickups too.
Now, you've been playing PRSs pretty much since the beginning, right?
11.
Wow.
11 years old. I know. I was a very obnoxious kid. And I was like to my dad, I want a PRS. And Australia, I mean, they're expensive here.
Yeah.
In Australia, they're like double.
Sure.
You know? So begged him for one, got one, and I still have it.
Oh, 88. That's great.
Yeah. So I just love them. They just really fit my, you know, personality. I think that they're so diverse. It doesn't matter what style you play.
Sure.
Really, like heavy rock, blues, country. I see so many country players.
Oh, absolutely.
We're in Nashville here, but
yeah,
so many play PRS now, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're amazing guitars. And this, so is it kind of, what was your first model that you got, your original one?
It was actually a Custom 24. So it was pretty much like this with a thin neck and super heavy.
Oh, really?
And it was like this brown color. So,
oh.
Yeah, but it was super fun to play. And Carlos Santana was the reason why I wanted to play the PRSs. And
sure.
I had a Strat before that, but for some reason, this just really resonated with me. So, yeah.
So what kind of, in the whole process of your signature, did you kind of go back and forth about adjustments you wanted to your original? Or what was the whole process?
With making this one here?
Yeah.
So Paul made me a guitar quite some time ago. It was a purple guitar. And it was painted like 4 times, and I used it a lot. And I was like, I really want one as a backup, right? So he's like, okay. So he made me one as a backup, but it actually turned into a signature. So I'm like, everyone was writing to me saying, you want to buy this guitar?
Yeah.
So we made it available to everyone. They're not cheap, but they're very much worth it.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. And it looks a little bit thinner than the...
Yeah, it's pretty... I mean, it's kind of a normal body, I would say. The neck is kind of fat. It's kind of got a fat neck to it.
Yeah,
kind of,
that is surprisingly...
I like the kind of solid neck here. And sure. Yeah, it's kind of... It's not too heavy either, so... But I love these pickups. They're Paul's special pickups.
Oh, okay, sure.
He doesn't tell me exactly what he doesn't tell me, but they're magical pickups. Magical,
yeah.
So yeah.
Well, they sound fabulous. So, and this is, so you're just, you've got this one, that's all you really need.
I just pretty much, I got a backup over there somewhere.
Yeah.
But you know, I rarely break strings. I hope I don't tonight.
Right.
But using Ernie Balls on this, nines.
What gauge, okay, nines. Okay.
Yeah, nines. I used to use 10s or 11s, but I've got girls' hands, and when you're playing show after show,
oh yeah,
my fingers right now are just, they're god awful. I don't know if you can see them, but they're horrible.
It seems like you were just playing all the time. Like there is always something.
All the time. Studio.
Right.
On the road. I'm making 2 records. I'm in the studio right now with Eddie Kramer.
Oh, wonderful.
It's been an honor, and we're finishing up this record with Cindy Santana on drums,
oh,
Rhonda
wow.
Smith on bass. Band of Gypsies kind of vibe, all girls.
Oh, that's
fun.
Great.
And first show is actually on the 17th November, Raiders, one of the things.
Oh.
So it's going to be a really cool pop-up show. So it's
oh,
really cool.
Fantastic. And tonight, your guest list is deep, right? You've got...
Well, let's see who shows up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say.
Okay. But so, believe me, everybody...
It's raining outside.
Yeah. Everybody that's cool is going to be here. So that's great. And... Okay, other big news, your signature guitar, and then your signature orange amp.
It's being very noisy right now. I don't know what's going on, but this amplifier is my Oriverb, which I put together with Pat Foley, who's a really good friend of mine. Rest in peace. I mean, he passed away not too long ago, and we created this amp together. And it was really like my dream amp, honestly. So plenty of reverb, as you can hear.
Yeah, so, yeah, love that.
Which was the main thing I wanted, because growing up, my dad had like twins and kind of reverbs and Music Man and stuff like that, and I just fell in love with reverb. I just
sure.
love the big sound it has, and having no reverb is cool sometimes a song can call for it. I'm a reverb fan, I'm a delay fan, you know.
Sure.
I wasn't really a pedal fan before.
Well, this is a fairly modest pedal board.
It's modest.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not too much going on here. My badly painted
Love that. You know what? Why don't you, okay, before we get to this pedal board, I want to hear a little bit more about this amp. It's, yeah. I love that kind of tooled leather.
Yeah, it's a Toltec. Yeah, absolutely. It's got flowers on that as well.
Oh, cool.
And it's, yeah, it's a white orange amp, which is very interesting.
Right? White orange, yeah.
White orange. But I just thought it looked super classy, and it's loud. That thing is.
It is, yes. It is like shaking the walls.
I feel bad for those people right there, and I will apologize to them later.
They're lucky to be there.
Yeah, you know, especially in my home when I'm blasting this thing, the neighbors have complained a few times. So we have the smaller version, the Crush, which is really good. I actually use the Crush version, which is transistor, for Victoria's Secret when I did that.
Oh, really?
So yeah, because we had to. It was so throw and go. And you got everyone on the catwalk, everyone's running around. I got a power pack on me. I couldn't mess with an amp. So sure. I'm like, just put a small one there, you know, crank it up, record it, and, you know, yeah, good to go. So, but yeah, I love orange. I really do.
How many watts is this? Do you know?
This one, I believe, is 50. But yeah, I love this amp. It truly is so versatile. I've used it in the studio for the record I just put out. I use it in the studio for the record I did with Eddie Kramer. So,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. And did you say, and you worked with Kevin Shirley as well, right?
Kevin Shirley, yeah.
Yeah.
He did my latest record, Some Kind of Feeling.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. He's going to be here tonight. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
How cool.
He actually brought in some background singers. We got a keyboard player arriving shortly. So,
oh, really? Oh, great.
Yeah. More band members. Because I figured, you know what, in this setting, it's a winery.
Yeah.
Kind of want to, you know, kind of lush it out a little bit, play some more ballads and have some more, you know, singers on stage. So.
Yeah, it's really fun that you get to do that kind of Hendrix-y three-piece thing some nights and then go bigger the other nights and
I think for my moving forward with what I'm doing with my solo record, everything, I'm gonna have a bigger band because I really love the horn section. I love the background singers. I love, you know, that kind of feeling of being surrounded, and it's like a party on stage.
Sure.
There's something really amazing about that. And,
oh.
You know, especially percussion and drums. I'm such a big percussion fan, probably because I'm a frustrated drummer.
Yeah,
so,
sure,
you know,
sure.
I just love, and Demi is actually incredible. My drummer's an incredible percussion player. So he does that, but you know, you hear him tonight, he's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I've interviewed a lot of amazing Australian guitar players, and how many of them like started on drums, like Tommy Emmanuel. So, you know.
Oh, I love Tommy Emmanuel.
Oh, unbelievable,
he's
right?
So, one of my first concerts, I was 10 years old. Dad took me to that concert and he was by himself, packed out a complete theater, you know, in Adelaide, Australia, just him and his acoustic. And he was like doing all this like drumming stuff on the guitar, then playing all this stuff and drumming. And I was like, that's some shit. That's amazing. I was like, that,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And he signed me this poster when I was 10 and it said, never give up. And I had it on my wall for such a long time. And Tommy was such a sweet guy when I met him. And it meant a lot to me. When you're 10 years old and you meet, you know, one of your like idols and guitar legends, you know, and they're super cool, that just is awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Good dude, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like the Australian guitar community is just, it's like the deep end of the talent pool. They're all amazing.
So. Keith Urban.
Oh, God,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, big fan of his playing.
Keith's as good as it gets, yeah.
Yeah, I went to one of his concerts in Australia, too, and we did a couple of things together with the halftime for the NFL, should say, in Australia.
Yeah.
And Rock Week on American Idol.
Oh.
So I was one of the mentor situations coming in. I didn't even know what I was doing.
Yeah.
I performed with the contestants, and I gave them some weird pep talks.
Perfect. Set them on their way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do it like this, you'll be a star. Yeah.
Whatever. It was fun though. That was great. That was incredible.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that is fun. Okay, so tell me about this very modest pedal board. What's going on here?
Yeah, so this is an EVH wah.
Looks like you've put some miles on that.
And I think it's children's paint.
Perfect.
Yeah, as you can see, it's spraying off. But I love this wah. And then we have the Vibe pedal over here, the Hendrix Vibe, which I really dig, you know, Vibe. And then we got the Octavia. So I use that during Voodoo Child, usually.
Sure.
And then I have the Analog Chorus. So my guitar tech, Takumi, who one of my favorites, he's awesome. He put that chorus on there because I was playing Purple Rain for this owner's party, the Raiders owner's party in Vegas. And so that's why that's on there. But I use it sometimes when we play Sunshine of Your Love, or depending on what I want to throw in the set.
Sure.
The flanger I use for all the craziness at the end of Voodoo. I hit it, and it makes all these like wild sounds, and you wonder what it is, but it's a flanger. And then the delay for the solos to make it sound like bigger, and it's kind of my glorious pedal, I call it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just adds that sort of big arena sound.
Sure.
To everything.
And all the drive is just from the amp.
That's why it's loud.
Yeah.
You know, you can hear the humming, because sometimes I lift it so you don't hear any of that. But yeah, and these pickups aren't too hot. So my other PRSs, they're not covers or anything. But yeah, so this is pretty much it, and the very needed tuner.
Sure. I was so impressed, though, just watching you warm up, how you bring back the volume and it cleans up. Like.
Oh yeah, like when you play a... Especially with... It's like really warm, you know?
Yeah.
And then you can really like... So it's like really like, you know, I like to control everything with my volume.
Yeah.
I really do.
So expressive.
It's just better for me than... And that sustains a lot, the amplifier, especially when you stand in the right sort of spot.
Right.
You know, I cover your Roper a lot, and you've got to pick the right sort of, you know, I used to watch Carlos when I was a kid, and he used to stand a certain place.
Right.
To try to get the sustain. You know?
Yeah, he'd like walk the whole stage and find the sweet spots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you can get that sustain going, you know, and like so. And Nicole with stray dogs in the area. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a warmer sustain, but you just like stand, and especially with direction right to the, you know, to the speaker and the pickup. There's something about that, and you just got to find the right sort of area, and yeah, it works out sometimes.
Yeah, and I kind of love that it's never a sure thing, you know?
Oh, like, no. Like, nothing's a sure thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I go on stage and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck. The hell's gonna happen.
Yeah, right. I do love that, though, about like live music. You never really know where it's gonna go, you know.
And I always change up the set list too. I'm very like spontaneous like that. I never keep any song the same every night because I get very bored. So people that come to my show go like, it's country, it's blues, it's hard rock, it's pop. It's kind of, there's no jazz right now, but like it's a bit of something, everything. And I think that. It's important to me to not have any barriers or anything on, you know, music, because music's expression, and I listen to so much stuff. So
yeah. Well, that's wonderful. The other thing I want to see is this. You had this beautiful J200. Can we?
Yes. Let's pull up. I might turn off this
softer, gentler side.
Yeah. So this is my signature J200. Went to Montana to create this with my dear friend Ray Vuitton and Robbie Johns, over there. He's such a sweet guy.
Such a great guy.
I love him.
Yeah, Montana is my home state, and I love those guys in Bozeman. So, yeah,
Beautiful. So beautiful. And, you know, going through the factory and seeing how they make every guitar was incredible to me. And I could spend, like, days there. Honestly, it was beautiful. And so with this guitar, I wanted it to be, obviously, like, a really striking color. At first, I wanted it to be white. I'm like, don't go near white. It's, like, kind of hard to, you know, manufacture lots of them. But... and also they wanted something different. So when I saw like this red color, I'm like, let's go this color. It's really stark. And then I said, oh, and another thing, I don't want an acoustic neck on this guitar. I want an electric neck on it. And they're like, oh, we haven't done that before. It's kind of a hybrid. So this is a 345 neck.
Really?
On a J200 body. And we modified the pickup with LR bags. So we went back and forth over Zoom. And he would send me out different pedals to try as a pickup. So this is really, really well balanced. I mean, I think sometimes with acoustic guitars, they can sound super thin or super boomy. This is just right. This really picks it up like a grand piano kind of vibe, you know, so you can hear everything. Usually, I mean, it sounds great out the front. Well, you'll tell tonight, hopefully it sounds good. But But yeah, this is this one doesn't have the crystals on it. My other one has citrine and amethyst on it. On here, so you can get it, I think, by order with crystals if you want that. So
wow. And I love the inlay on the neck. That's so
we got the lotus flowers again.
Great.
So we got lotus flowers here too, which they, this is all custom. I mean, for Gibson to go that much trouble.
Oh yeah. Can you show this curly maple on the side?
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Oh wow.
And it was one of the top selling Gibsons, artist J200s next to Elvis and Bob Dylan. So it sold out. And
well,
so
congratulations.
I was very, very thrilled to hear that. Because, you know, when they let you run loose like a child, which sure. I am in the factory, and you put together like your dream guitar, and then people love it, that means so much. And it means a lot that Gibson took a chance with the crazy Australian here.
Yeah. So. God, good for you. Well, and it is just a really striking guitar. I love it. Never seen one like it. And brilliant idea doing the, you said a 335 neck on it?
Yeah, 345 neck on this one. So the neck is more like playable, I think. Sometimes they can be like kind of boat necks on these guitars.
Sure.
You know, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
So I want it to be, when you make the transition from playing electric to acoustic, it's not that big a jump. You
yeah.
Know? So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because that can be like a... speaking a whole different language. So
yeah, and yeah. Sometimes when I break up the set and I'm going to the acoustic and I'm actually electric, I'm going, man, that's such a big thing. But this is not so bad because this feels just like my electric neck pretty much. Yeah, I absolutely love it. So and other people do too, which has been amazing, honestly.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, yeah, congratulations. Well,
thank you.
Orianthi, so I know you've got a huge show and a sound check to do, so we'll get out of your way, but such a pleasure.
Hey, lovely to meet you.
Yeah,
thank you
wonderful.
So much for coming tonight. I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Oh,
thank you.
We shall. Okay, check her out. Orianthi.